A team determined to cement Milwaukee's status as an international water hub moved symbolically closer to its goal this week. The Water Council transplanted itself into its new home, a century-old warehouse in Walker's Point. Soon, more tenants will follow, including UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. Dean Amhouse is Water Council president. He offered environmental reporter Susan Bentz a sneak preview. They began outside the evolving Global Water Center. Amhouse points to a parcel surrounded by industrial fencing, but not for long.
Yeah, that's the Water Technology Park. And so they're starting to build that out. And this is where we want to be able to use this as a showcase on water management. So the goal being any rain that gets on that lot does not go in the canal, does not add to the sewage system at all. Porous roads, bioswales, and use it obviously functionally, but also use it as an education space. The developers really have a couple different surfaces for roads to see how it holds up.
So can we go inside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Inside, the building's original brick features remain. Amhouse says Water Council offices now live on the fifth floor, while the first will be home to teams from companies A.O. Smith and Badger Meter.
You can see the benches are all set up. They're going to be putting windows in here as well. You know, you're going to have a vice president for Badger Meter working down here. I think that's one of the things that is significant about this building. When you've seen these other incubators or accelerators, a lot of times what's happening is they'll bring a mentor in, you know, once a month. Here the mentors are working here every single day. And so the relationship is different. So you'll be able to run into a variety of different people here every single day.
Across the way, workers are piecing together the lab the center will share. Amhouse says visitors will be able to peer through glass walls and watch researchers test their creations.
Now we're talking about bring the students from the School of Freshwater Sciences, engineering, have them come in, get trained on this equipment. We want the students to be able to use this.
Water-related businesses and entrepreneurs, including four freshwater technology startups just selected for special attention, will fill other nooks and crannies. Amhouse says one large suite will serve as a lounge. Ordinarily, tenants here might compete, but the center's goal is to nurture innovation, possibly even collaboration, so members can take products to market and create jobs.
And what we, again, wanted to be able to do is create a place where people just hang out. So televisions, you know, up here, and people can just, again, try to that networking connected.
Much of the Global Water Center's square footage is devoted to experimentation, including its rooftop.
So we're working with one of the entrepreneurs to put a green roof. The goal being is, and we're working with MMSD also, is to use it more as a lab to try different varieties of plants.
We weave our way to Amhouse's office. Its expansive windows flood the room with light.
This is the original glass. So you can see the waviness. And there are other places throughout the entire building where you can actually see the original glass that's been in here. Wherever possible, we wanted to keep, you know, and restore.
The tour abruptly ends when Amhouse's cell buzzes.
I am going to have to get on this call. Yeah.
With a floor's worth of space up for grabs, Amhouse is busy courting potential tenants.
That was WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz touring Milwaukee's new Global Water Center. It will celebrate its formal opening on September 12th.